Dream of the Dead, written by Phil Rickman, read by Emma Powell. Watching the wooden horses bobbing on their golden carousel, Bliss had become aware of darkness like a hole behind the spinning lights. High town on a damp midwinter evening. Fogged faces around the fast food outlets. Bliss was waving cheerfully to his kids on the painted horses, doing the dad thing. His kids not exactly waving back, just minimally hinging their fingers, sarcastic little sods. Kirsty's kids. Hereford kids, somehow fathered by Francis Bliss from Knowsley, Merseyside. His kids had Hereford accents. His kids' little mates thought he talked weird, laughing at him behind their hands, trying to imitate him, this joke scouser. Joke scouser in Hereford. On two or three Wednesday evenings before Christmas, a tradition now in the city, shops would open until 9 p.m. Bliss and Kirsty and the kids had been 3 years running. Must be a tradition for them too. So why were the festive lights ice blue? Why no carol singers, no buskers, no exotic folkies in hairy blankets playing Silent Night on the Andean pipes? Maybe the council's ethnic advisory directorate had advised against that, in deference to Hereford's handful of Muslims. "They're coming round again," Kirsty said. "Wave." Bliss waved at the carousel. It was like a birthday cake at a frigging funeral tea. Beyond it, too many shop fronts dulled by low-powered security lighting. Car-friendly superstores coining it on the perimeter, while the old town centre family firms starved to death. Now the council was creating this massive new retail mall on the northern fringe, swallowing the old cattle market, answering no obvious need except to turn old Hereford into something indistinguishable from the rest of the shit cities in landfill Britain. Watching the random seepage of shoppers, going nowhere, buying not much, Bliss felt lonely. Kirsty had moved away from the carousel, gloved hands turning up the collar of her new sheepskin jacket. "All right, Frank, what's the matter with you?" He sighed, never able to tell her just how much he hated that. Growing up, it was always Franny, Francis on Sundays, but Kirsty had to call him Frank. "I don't understand you anymore," Kirsty said. "One night for me and the children. Just one night." "For the children?" Bliss, staring at his wife. "Kirsty, they're only doing it for our sake. They'd rather be at home, plugged into their frigging computers." "Yes," Kirsty said grimly. "You would say that, wouldn't you?" "Don't think it gives me any pleasure." "What does give you pleasure, Frank?" Kirsty, turning away. Not an answer she could face. Bliss breathing in hard and shutting his eyes. The carousel crooning through its speakers about letting it snow, when it so obviously wasn't going to snow. Not tonight, and definitely not for Christmas.